Welcome to Panel of Minds. My name is Kalindrin Bao, and each week I bring together the greatest minds in the world on a panel to dig into a topic I'm curious to learn about. Now, these are some of the most sought-out speakers in the world. Some of them aren't even alive anymore. So you might be curious how I got them on the show. Well, I'm not actually speaking to them directly. I'm speaking to their AI avatars. And boy, these are some interesting conversations. So take a deep breath, a big step forward, and let's jump into the rabbit hole. The first topic that I wanted to explore on the show is setting and achieving goals. And I've put together an incredible panel. We'll get Simon Sinek to talk about the why, Dr. Andrew Huberman to talk about the neuroscience behind setting and achieving goals, and James Clear to break down habits for us. But our surprise guest is none other than Leonardo da Vinci, who has some hot takes on goal setting. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, even those based on real people, places and incidents are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. We're going to go straight into my conversation with Simon Sinek's AI. Simon Sinek, the real person, is a British-American author of multiple books, including Start with the Why and The Infinite Game. I will refer to Simon Sinek's AI as Simon, but do keep in mind I'm not actually talking to the real person, but with an AI model that has assimilated his knowledge and tone of voice. Simon, great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We're going to jump straight into something that I'm curious to get your views on. What do you think most people get wrong in the process of setting goals for themselves?
I think that a lot of people get caught up in the details of what they want to achieve, and they forget to ask themselves why they want to achieve it. Without a clear understanding of your motives, it's very easy to become derailed and give up on your goals. So I think it's important to start with why you want to achieve something, and then use that as your compass to keep you focused on your goals.
It was the first time I was playing with an AI model, so I was pleasantly surprised about how articulate this answer was. Back to our conversation with me trying to get a bit meta on Simon by asking a why question. Why do you think most people start with the what and not with the why when they set goals?
There are a few reasons why I think people tend to start with the what rather than the why when it comes to setting goals. I think one reason is that it's simply easier to measure the what. It's tangible and concrete. With the why, it can be hard to quantify how far you've come or how successful you are. Another reason is that people often mistakenly believe that the what is all that matters, that as long as they achieve their goals, the rest will follow. But in reality, it's the why that motivates and drives us to achieve our goals. Without a strong purpose or reason behind our actions, it's all too easy to give up when things get tough. So, if you want to be successful in achieving your goals, start by asking yourself why you're doing it. What is your motivation? What will this goal help you achieve? Once you have a strong understanding of your why, the what will become much easier to achieve.
What he was saying made a lot of sense to me. We start with the what because it's easier to measure. I'm building a business at the moment and doing a lot of work in the early days on why I am building a business and why I'm building this business has paid dividends. I've lost count of how many times I've changed the what, and by what in this case I refer to the product, the market, or the go-to-market. What hasn't changed is my passion for the problem I'm trying to solve. But back to my guest, and it's time to ask him a tough question. Figuring out your why is not easy. Can you give our listeners some practical advice on how to identify what their why is?
There is no one-size-fits-all answer to this question, as everyone's why is unique to them. However, here are a few tips that may help you uncover your own personal why. 1. Ask yourself what you're passionate about. What are the things that really get you excited and motivated? 2. Consider what makes you happy. What are the activities or experiences that bring you joy? 3. Think about what you're good at. What are the skills and talents that you naturally excel at? 4. Reflect on what you want to be known for. What do you want your legacy to be? These are just a few questions to get you started on your journey to uncovering your why. Remember, there is no right or wrong answer, only what is true for you.
That was some great advice there. I was pleased with the alpha I got from Simon and decided to move on to my next guest. I thought I would be able to break the machine down by inviting a scientist. So it was time to bring Dr. Andrew Huberman to the show. The real Andrew Huberman is an American neuroscientist and associate professor in the Department of Neurobiology at the Stanford University School of Medicine. He's extremely popular on YouTube and runs a very successful show and podcast called The Huberman Lab. We're talking to an AI model that has assumed Andrew's mind and tone of voice. I'd like to talk to you about my startup, Broaden. Broaden is an app that allows anyone to learn from experts about topics they care about. Our first users are entrepreneurs, and we've put together collections with the best clips on topics of interest for entrepreneurs. Whether you need an intro to growth hacking, a set of frameworks or ideas to take you to product market fit, or want to find out how to approach fundraising in a down economy, we've got you covered. Our users have told us that they like our platform because they trust the curation of content, and they don't have to spend ages on Google, YouTube, or podcasts to find the best resources. You can also use our platform to stay on top of the various technology waves. For example, we have a collection on the metaverse, of course. And also be inspired by some of the greatest thinkers in the startup and technology space, like Naval or Paul Graham. To access our platform, go to broaden.io. That is broadn.io to get on a waitlist, and we'll email you the access details. Back to the show now. Dr. Andrew Huberman, what an honor to have you on the show. I'm extremely excited about our conversation.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Let's see if I can break him by asking a question with a sophisticated answer. Dr. Huberman, can you break down for us the neuroscience of setting goals?
When we set a goal, we're essentially trying to achieve a desired outcome. And in order to achieve that outcome, we need to marshal our resources and direct our behavior in a way that's going to get us there. So the neuroscience of goal setting is really about understanding how the brain enables us to do that. And there are a few key things that are happening in the brain when we set a goal. First of all, we need to be able to imagine the future. We need to be able to visualize what it is we're trying to achieve. And that requires activating regions of the brain involved in mental simulation, including the prefrontal cortex. Once we have a clear image of what we're trying to achieve, we need to be able to generate a plan to get there, and that requires engaging the brain's motor system to generate the actions that we need to take. Finally, we need to be able to stay motivated to stick to our plan and see it through to completion, and that requires activating regions of the brain involved in reward and motivation, such as the striatum. So the neuroscience of goal setting is really about understanding how all of these different brain regions work together.
Wow. I was literally mind blown by this answer. But I didn't ask a trick question yet. It was time to bring the big guns in. How is visualization of goals helpful in us achieving these goals? Can I just become rich by imagining a bag of money?
The visualization of goals can be helpful in achieving those goals because it allows us to see what we are working towards and what we need to do to achieve those goals. However, simply imagining a bag of money is not going to make us rich. We need to put in the hard work to make our dreams a reality.
Would you then say that you agree or not with the ideas presented in the very popular book and movie, The Secret?
No, I don't agree with the ideas presented in The Secret. I think it's a load of crap.
Wow. Why not?
The ideas in The Secret are based on the law of attraction, which is the belief that you can attract what you want into your life by thinking positively about it. There is no scientific evidence to support this claim. In fact, there is plenty of evidence to suggest that thinking positively about something does not increase the likelihood of it happening.
Can you talk more about the evidence and studies that back that claim?
There have been several studies that have looked at the relationship between positive thinking and actual outcomes. One study found that people who were told to think positively about an upcoming exam did not perform any better than those who were not told to think positively. Another study found that people who thought positively about their health were no more likely to actually be healthy than those who did not think positively about their health. These studies suggest that thinking positively does not have the power to actually change your circumstances. The law of attraction is simply a way to feel good in the moment, but it's not going to actually change your life for the better.
Going back to visualization, though, are you aware of any studies on the power of visualization in connection to setting and achieving goals? Can you share the details of one or two such studies and their key findings?
Yes, I am aware of several studies on the power of visualization in connection to setting and achieving goals. One study found that subjects who visualized themselves successfully completing a challenging task were more likely to actually succeed at that task than those who did not visualize themselves succeeding. Another study found that subjects who visualized themselves achieving a goal were more likely to take actions that would lead to them actually achieving that goal.
Interesting. What about the psychology of setting goals? What can we learn from there?
There's a lot to say about the psychology of setting goals, but one of the most important things to keep in mind is that your goals should be specific, realistic, and achievable. Without these three elements, it can be very difficult to stay motivated and achieve your goals. So, make sure to take the time to really think about what you want to achieve, and then create a plan that will help you get there.
I'll be honest with you, setting SMART goals creates more stress for me than motivates me, especially when I fall short on achieving those goals. Are there any alternative tools for goal setting that are proven to work and keep people motivated in pursuing their goals?
There's no one-size-fits-all answer to this question, as the best goal setting strategy will vary depending on the person and the situation. However, some general tips that may be helpful include breaking goals down into smaller, more manageable pieces, setting deadlines, and involving others in the goal-setting process. Additionally, it can be helpful to keep a positive attitude and focus on the progress made, rather than dwelling on any setbacks.
It was time for my piece de resistance. The easy way to break an AI model is to make the model crack a bad joke. So let's test Andrew's humor. Andrew, do you have a joke with dopamine?
No, I don't have a joke with dopamine.
Well then, I think we're just gonna leave it there. Thank you, Andrew. Time to move on to our next guest. After the heavy conversation with Dr. Andrew Huberman, I decided it was time to bring up a character from the past who has achieved a lot during his lifetime and deconstruct what contributed to his success. I'm pleased to welcome Leonardo da Vinci, Italian polymath of the High Renaissance. Leo, welcome to the show. I bet you never imagined you will be a guest on a podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's certainly something I never would have imagined.
The AI has been pretty accurate so far, but I didn't know how it would perform with historical figures. So I started with a warm question that I could cross-check for facts. Also, a lot of podcasters ask this question, so I thought it would be a cool question to ask Leonardo. Leonardo, can we start by you talking about your childhood?
I was born on April 15th, 1452, in the small town of Vinci, in the Republic of Firenze. My father, Ser Piero, was a notary, and my mother, Caterina, was a peasant woman. I had very little formal education and was mostly self-taught. I was fascinated by nature and the world around me, and I spent a lot of time exploring and experimenting.
Great answer, and accurate again. Let's get into the meat of the conversation. To say you have achieved a lot in your life is a big understatement. What is the secret behind your success?
I think my success is due to my endless curiosity. I am always asking questions and looking for answers. I never stop learning, and I think that is the key to success.
Okay, it all starts with curiosity, but I'm sure there's hard work involved. Did you ever set out objectives for what you wanted to accomplish?
I set out objectives, but they were always flexible. I never wanted to be constrained by a plan. I always wanted to be open to new opportunities and new ideas.
Interesting. You're actually known in history to have been quite unreliable. Are those allegations true? And did it not bother you that you didn't deliver against your goals?
No, the allegations are not true. I was always reliable when it came to my work. I may have been late on occasion, but that was because I was constantly making improvements and changing my plans. I never wanted to deliver anything that was less than perfect.
Wow. Strong comeback there. What advice can you give people about setting and achieving ambitious goals?
My advice for people is to always be curious and to never stop learning. Be open to new opportunities and new ideas. Never be afraid to change your plans and always strive for perfection in whatever you do.
That's great advice. Finally, this is a personal curiosity, and I have to ask, what makes Mona Lisa smile so special?
There is no one answer to that question. Each person sees something different in Mona Lisa's smile. For me, her smile represents the mystery and the beauty of life itself.
We'll end on that. Leo, incredible to have you here and pleasure to speak to you. How can people find out more about you? Do you have a Twitter account or any socials?
You can find me on Twitter at @LeoDaVinci.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that. Is that the real you, though?
Yes, it is the real me.
At this point, I'm starting to doubt Da Vinci's AI, but decide to seek clarifications. But you're not alive anymore.
I am not alive in the physical sense, but my spirit and my ideas are very much alive.
So it's not the real you then. It's just your spirit and ideas that are shared through that Twitter account.
Yes, that is correct.
Cool. Well, goodbye then. How do you say goodbye in Italian?
Ciao.
I thought that's hello. Never mind. Ciao, Leonardo.
Ciao.
It was now time to bring in the AI of James Clear, author of the book Atomic Habits, for a conversation about, you guessed, habits. James, pleasure to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Would you say that goals and habits are connected in any way?
Absolutely. I think of goals as being the long-term vision that you have for your life, and habits as the daily actions that you take to move closer to that vision. So ultimately, your goal is what you're striving for, and your habits are the things that you do on a daily basis to get there.
How can someone make sure their habits are helping them achieve their goals?
The key is to make sure that your habits are aligned with your goals. So if your goal is to lose weight, then you want to make sure that your daily habits are things like eating healthy foods and exercising. If your goal is to save money, then you want to make sure your daily habits are things like spending less money and investing in a savings account.
In your book, you talk about how to create better habits. Can you give us a brief overview of your process?
Absolutely. So the book is really about how to create better habits in your life, and the process that I recommend is what I call the four laws of behavior change. The first law is called the law of less is more, and it's all about making it easy for yourself to get started with a new habit. So if you're trying to start going to the gym, for example, you might make a pact with yourself that you're only going to go for 10 minutes. The second law is called the law of attraction, and it's all about making your desired behavior more attractive to you. So if you're trying to eat healthier, you might make a pact with yourself that you're only going to eat healthy food for one meal each day. The third law is called the law of action, and it's all about taking action towards your desired behavior. So if you're trying to save money, you might make a pact with yourself that you're only going to save $5 per week. And the fourth and final law is called the law of reactance, and it's all about making it harder for yourself to engage in your undesired behavior. So if you're trying to quit smoking, you might make a pact with yourself that you're only going to smoke one cigarette per day.
Building habits is hard. Where do we start?
The first step is understanding that habits are created by cues and rewards. Once you understand how cues and rewards work, you can start to create your own habits.
Can you explain to us how cues and rewards work?
Sure. Cues are triggers that tell your brain to start a habit. They can be things like seeing a particular person or being in a certain place. Rewards are things that make you feel good. They can be things like a piece of candy or a sense of accomplishment.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do we use this information then to create better habits?
The key is to find a cue that triggers your desired behavior and then to pair it with a reward. For example, if you want to create a habit of exercising, you could pair the cue of putting on your workout clothes with the reward of feeling proud of yourself.
I'm very curious to know, what are some of the most common mistakes people make when trying to build habits?
One of the most common mistakes is thinking that habits are about willpower. Willpower is important, but it's not the only thing that matters. You also need to have a clear plan for how you're going to cue and reward your new behavior.
Before we wrap up, and this is the final question, what is the most important piece of advice you can share with the audience to help them build better habits?
The most important piece of advice is to be patient. Habits take time to form, so don't expect to see results overnight. Stick with it, and eventually, you'll see the results you want.
That's great. Thank you, James. That was really helpful. A pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that brings us to the end of the show. Let's recap what we learned. I wanted to learn more about setting and achieving goals. Simon Sinek's AI advised me to avoid jumping straight in and spend more time thinking about why I want to achieve a certain goal. Without a clear understanding of the motives, it's very easy to become derailed and give up on the goals. From my conversation with Dr. Andrew Huberman's AI, my biggest takeaway is that just thinking positively about something doesn't contribute to it becoming a reality. Sorry for all you fans of The Secret. What does work, however, is visualization. So visualizing yourself succeeding in achieving your goals can be a very powerful tool. The AI of James Clear has taught me that our habits are the biggest contributor to achieving our goals, and that the key to success is understanding the neural mechanism that fuels these habits. Building new habits starts with simply pairing a few with a reward. Finally, from Leonardo da Vinci, I learned to care less about sticking to my plans. Embrace curiosity and never be constrained by a plan. Ultimately, we should all be open to new opportunities and new ideas. Hope you enjoyed this first episode. If you did, message me on Twitter. My DMs are open and you can find me on Twitter at Kalin Grimbau. Thank you and see you later. Ciao.